Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from John chapter 10. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is the text. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. The fourth Sunday of Easter is, as I said before, historically celebrated as Good Shepherd Sunday. It is also Mother's Day, and I wish a happy Mother's Day to all. The loving action of a mother to her child, it seems so obvious to us and is celebrated by most all people, as it should be. And our culture and our society has made this a big day on the calendar, and for good reason. Genuine love is the willingness to suffer for the benefit of someone else. And we see that within the vocation of motherhood. Within all of our loving relationships that we have in this life, it's important to remember that within those loving relationships that it's not about you. Love is not about what you receive within that relationship. It's not about how you feel. Love is about the other person, the real other person, not the one you imagine them to be. Love is about the real human needs, the real human weaknesses, the real human shame that needs to be covered by your love, by your forgiveness. This is what mothers are called to do. This is what all Christians are called to do. It just seems that mothers tend to do it better. It's all a part of God's design. And we celebrate this work because it can only properly flow from Christ, who has covered all of your weaknesses, who has covered all of your shame with his love. As we look at our relationships, the truth remains, without Christ, the love that we share with one another would not be possible. Jesus is our good shepherd. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He says, "This is who I am. I am the door." There is no way into the safety of God's peace except through the one door. There is no way to cover guilt and shame other than passing through that one door. It is in Christ and in Christ alone that we have access to God. Not even the deep and abiding love of a mother can rescue or provide life for any child. We are God's children, and he alone has provided for us by sending his Son to be our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is the door through which we must pass. You listen close to Jesus' words here in John 10. The Lord is also the gatekeeper. The Lord is the one who calls you by name. He's the one who leads you. He is the one who does it all. The thieves and robbers of which Jesus speaks, they come with a different agenda. And they speak with a different voice than the good shepherd. And he says, do not listen to them. They just want to kill and destroy and tear you away from that which is good. The world outside of Christ's church is a place where you are not going to find helpful words. They may be words that you want to hear, but words that you want to hear and words that you need to hear generally are not the same thing. And any mother could tell their child that, and it would be the truth. We understand that what we want to hear and what we need to hear, rarely is that the same thing. The world outside of Christ and His church doesn't want us celebrating the fourth Sunday of Easter. If you look around, there is no message of Easter anymore in our society. That is past, it is gone, it is done with. They want the resurrection of our Lord to go away. They want to make it be a fairy tale at best, something with, you know, bunnies and eggs and things like that. And the world wants to do the same thing with your relationships that you have, especially the loving relationship of parent to child. They want that to go away or simply be based on some shallow, sentimental feelings expressed in $4 greeting cards once a year. But nothing more beyond that, nothing of any depth. They don't want actual love to be presented, because Satan does not want you to understand what love is. That love is the willingness to suffer for the benefit of someone else. Love is the willingness to cover sin and guilt and shame, even though doing so will come at a great cost. And no one shows this kind of love better than the Son of God. And the world around us does not want us to hear this message. Jesus says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." How do we enter into the protection of God? How do we enter into the flock of the Good Shepherd? We enter through the door. Jesus says, "I am the door." Well, how did you enter into the flock of the Good Shepherd? Most likely it was in baptism. For a great many of you, it was right here in baptism. So baptism is the door. But I thought, Jesus said he was the door. Yes, he is. Therefore, if baptism is the door, and Jesus is the door, then baptism equals Jesus. Yes, it does. In John's Revelation, when we see the saints gathered around the throne of heaven, question is asked, who are these? These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white. How? In the blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What do you think you are receiving when the Word of God is joined with water? Jesus is the Word made flesh, who made his dwelling among us. That's what John says in the beginning of his gospel. He is that Word of God joined with that water. Jesus is there in that water. Baptism is the door. As it says in 1 Peter 3, baptism now saves you. It is not water that is saving you. It's Jesus. This is where you enter. Jesus, the Word of God, in and through that water brings you into the safety of the protection of Himself, the Good Shepherd. He also takes you out through the door, through Himself. And He feeds you with His own body and blood. Why? Jesus says that so that you may have life and have it abundantly. As our Lord says in John chapter 6, unless you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you have no life in you. He is the door. He is the gatekeeper. He is the good shepherd. He provides the pasture. He feeds you. Truly, as Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians, you are saved by grace, through faith. It is a gift from God, not by works. He has done all of this for you. Your safety, the peace of God, the covering of your sin, the covering of your guilt and shame. Yes, this has all come at a very high price. Not a high price for you, but a high price for the one who loves you. And in this, He shows what love truly is. Because genuine love is the willingness to suffer for the benefit of someone else. The Good Shepherd guards and protects you because He loves you. The Good Shepherd feeds you with His own flesh and blood because He loves you. And He wants you to have life and have it abundantly. As David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.